on the Thursday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. And Santa is going to be arriving later this morning at UF Health Proton Therapy Institute, one of the many reasons we're here. But the main reason is shining the spotlight on the incredible work that's happening in our community and has for nearly 20 years now. I've lived here since 2006, and I've been aware, and we've done stories about UF Health Proton Therapy Institute, but never have we been able to really spend the time looking at the cutting-edge treatment, the level of care, until today, being live on location. And I think one of the things that I love is the backstory about how we arrive at this point, because it takes visionary leaders in our community to ultimately get us to the point where we build this awesome facility and then grow and expand the facility, do research here at the facility as well. And Dr. Nancy Mendenhall is medical director here, but a little birdie also told me that some time ago you had a vision, Dr. Mendenhall. Tell me about that. What was that all about?
Well, it was in the 1990s, and we were focused on trying to improve outcomes for patients. We had always done outcome research, and we could see that the problems had to do with the radiation that got to normal tissues. And so we learned about proton therapy. It was being used at Loma Linda and in Boston. And we realized that it could be used for all cancers that are treated with radiation. And we realized it would be difficult. It would take a whole lot of people, a lot of decision makers, a lot of resources. But we presented the concept of having a University of Florida Proton Therapy Center to the leadership in 1998. It took us about 8 years to gather the resources, create a design, and a vision for what it would look like. And here we are today. We opened in 2006, and 12,000 patients later, we are still running.
Do you almost kind of use that as like your scoreboard and say, see, we were telling you back in that? Now, I'm sure you didn't meet a ton of resistance along the way, but there have to be challenges when you put something together like this.
Absolutely. Yeah. At least a half a dozen times we thought the project was going to stop in its tracks. But we had amazing leadership and alignment of missions across all the entities that made decisions and could deploy resources. And so we just kept plugging along, and we had good leadership from Dr. Craig Tischer in Gainesville, lots of support from the Jacksonville City government and members of the community here in Jacksonville.
Is it safe to say that if you live in the Northeast Florida community and you're diagnosed with cancer, chances are really, really high you don't have to travel anywhere for world-class care?
Absolutely, that is true. Yeah, I mean, there are several fabulous healthcare centers in the northern part of Florida, and each has different expertise. And I think, though, almost everything you need is here in North Florida, either in Gainesville or in Jacksonville.
And UF's footprint just continues to expand and grow. Just last week, they chose the area near the Prime Osborne Convention Center for a graduate campus. I know you had to be cheering that on, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Everyone's excited about that. There's some great research that's also happening here, clinical trials. I want to talk more about that in just a few minutes. We do want to update weather and traffic ahead at 6:45, Jacksonville's Morning News. Live on location at UF Health Proton Therapy Institute, Rich Jones, Christine Bellino, and visiting with Dr. Nancy Mendenhall, one of the visionaries that really is credited with creating this here in our community, though it took, I know, tons of people along the way, and the nonprofit sector, and of course, politicians at the local level, and of course, the folks at UF Health. Now, Dr. Mendenhall is medical director, and there's some really awesome clinical trials that y'all have been doing since opening in 2006, but most recently, update us on some of those trials that have been underway and how that's been able to move into the next phase and the next layer of proton therapy.
So from the outset, we started this because we thought it would produce better outcomes for patients, less toxicity, better quality of life, maybe even better disease control. But we needed to prove it. So from the beginning, we've tracked the outcomes of all of our patients. We've got a whole research team that makes sure that we know what's going on with each patient. And we've also done a number of clinical trials. Some of these are done within the center. Some are collaborative with other institutions. So some of the things that have emerged from our partnerships, for example, with St. Jude, are that children with brain tumors have less neurocognitive impairment with proton therapy compared to conventional radiation. We kind of expected this, but it was very gratifying to find it. We've also seen excellent outcomes in prostate cancer. Recently, a head and neck trial showed better disease control, less toxicity, better quality of life, and better survival in patients with head and neck cancers who were treated with proton therapy compared with x-rays. And one of the trials we're involved in right now is breast cancer. We believe that there will be better survival in breast cancer patients because we deliver less radiation to the heart and the lungs. So we think there'll be less problems with that as women survive.
And the side effects of proton therapy are less than with traditional. None of this is really traditional because it's always so cutting edge, but
yes,
fewer side effects, because when I just went back to the pediatric area and the, I don't remember what the machine is called,
the treatment gantry.
So one of the things that was being explained was that, you know, there are so many fewer side effects that children, like, there's no pain.
Right. There's no pain. And so, you know, a lot of times with the conventional radiation that we use, which produces great disease control rates, we get a lot of radiation to, for example, the mouth.
Right.
And it becomes very sore, and children and adults can't eat, can't swallow. Much, much, much less of that with proton therapy. And in the head and neck study that I mentioned, significantly less. Less hospitalization, back to work sooner, better, you know, just excellent outcomes. So we're excited about it, but it takes a lot of time to do the research and a lot of resources to track these outcomes.
As we're visiting with Dr. Nancy Mendenhall here at the UF Health Proton Therapy Institute, if we think of like the gears shifting, you know, one of the things that keeps the gears shifting is the clinical trials, because it keeps the future going. What do the next few years hold for you all based on the clinical trials, the funding that comes in, and kind of the next layers of proton therapy here in Jacksonville?
Well, almost all of our faculty are involved in some kind of research. They're assigned to different disease site areas. They're specialists. So they're all working on different issues. One of our faculty is working in to look at children and completion of high school and standardized test scores and things like that. One is working in breast cancer. Many of us are working in prostate cancer. But we think that the data will emerge over the next few years that confirms our expectation of fewer side effects and better outcomes.
No one wants to get dealt that hand, but when they're dealt that hand, they don't have to travel if they live in North Florida. They have all of the care and research and hope as they walk through the doors here, and with all of the other great institutions we have, but this here at UF Health Proton Therapy Institute. Dr. Nancy Mendenhall, Medical Director, thank you. Thank you for being a visionary. Thanks for coming on the radio. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for visiting with us. We appreciate it.
Same to you.
Thank you. Jacksonville's Morning News continues.